watchmen.
一直等到耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
Until Jerusalem becomes a place of praise.
所以你看见吗？他们明明知道神把他们带回了耶路撒冷。
So they know God brought them back to Israel.
他们亲眼看见神在他们中间的工作。
They saw the work of God in their midst.
但如果是复兴的话
，But if it's a revival,
他们不能只想着他们。
They cannot just think about themselves.
他们要为全世界祷告。
They have to pray for the whole world.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着那个祷告
，Because of that prayer,
他们就打发了一些人出去。
So they sent some people out.
如果有一个教会能打发那么多人出去传福音，那就是摩尔维亚。
If there's a church that can send so many people out, it's the Moravian Church.
后来许多的宣教工作都是从他们那里学来。
So they many people learned how to be a missionary from them.
但是不仅如此。
But no matter not just that.
因着他们的祷告。
But because of their prayer.
结果摩尔维复兴就影响了英国大会。
So the Moravian revival influenced the revival in England.
就影响了美国的大学。
And also the Great Awakening in the United States.
那么要祷告多久呢？
How long do they have to pray?
许多时候我们说我们也来吧。
Sometimes we say we could try.
我们如果也这样祷告。
If we pray this way.
复兴就来了。
And then revival will come.
我们年轻也试过的。
So when we were young, we tried it too.
祷告两个月就不行了。
We pray for
24
hours for 2 or 3 months.And that was it. Because revival is revival. So it must be the work of the Holy Spirit. If man was to do the work of the Holy Spirit, it's impossible. So they not only prayed for 20 years, not 30 years. So historians tell us they prayed for 100 years.Brothers and sisters, if there is a prayerful watch,For 100 years. This must be the work of the Holy Spirit. Why prayer for 100 years? After 100 years, it was 1827.
So
at that time, God raised the brethren. And then right before this, they raised the unity of the brethren. Brothers and sisters. So this is very clear. That's why they prayed for 100 years. Another reason. Why did they stop after 100 years? Amazingly.
就在第二大觉醒的时候
during the second awakening,
这个复兴的火就烧到了柏林，烧到了德国。
So the fire revival came to Berlin.
不要忘记，当初是从德国来的。
It came from Germany originally.
现在又烧回去了。
Now burned back.
到那个时候
，at that time,
这个德国的信天派不行。
The pietists in Germany could not hold on.
为什么不行？
Why could they not hold on?
因为信天派的人呢？好像不太用头脑。
Because the pietists, they didn't study the Bible that
way. 他们是用心来读圣经。
They studied the Bible from their heart.
他们是与主有亲近的。
They have wonderful fellowship with
them. 他们不喜欢神学。
They don't like theology.
他们喜欢真的和与主有亲密的。
They like to have wonderful fellowship with God.
所以我们不要忘记。
So let us not forget.
信贤派是注意经历的。
So pietists focus on experience.
所以你不光得救，还要重生。
Not only are you saved, but you have to be born again.
所以这就给我们看见为什么神借着信贤派来点那把火。
So through the pietists, God raised such a thing.
其实当初的敬虔派、啊、
But the pietists of the time
他们都读圣经
They all study the Bible
一点没有错
It's true
但是慢慢
But slowly
一个人常常记在经历里面
If someone continues to be an experience
就忘记了圣经里面真理的道
They forget the truth of the Bible
就在那个时候
At that time
仇敌就进来
Then the enemy came in
新派神学就进来
Then liberal theology came in
他们觉得这些人是 anti-intellect 是反智运动的一
半 These are the anti-intellect
我们这些人是讲头脑
So we are the intellectuals.
所以他们就趁虚而入。
So then they use this opportunity to come in.
所有那个时候敬虔派的大本营都变成新派的大本营。
All the pietists, they became the place for liberal theology.
所以经过一百年
After 100 years.
结果就变成这个样子。
Then it became such a condition.
那是就是没。你到了德国看一看。
When you come to Germany.
敬虔派在哪里呢
Where are the pietists?
已经不行了。
They couldn't hold on.
已经被现代派淹没了。
So they were buried by the liberal theology.
But
don't forget, So there are many types of pietists. One is the classic pietist. One is the Zinzendorf pietist. And there is the mystic pietist. So let's not, this is too detailed. But there's one very clear thing.
At that time,
so when the pietists couldn't hold on, they showed those who were Moravians, they were still continuing on. So that revival was after 100 years. During the time of revival, so we had to send out our children. So the church in Moravia, so they have schools. So they're going to send the students throughout the world to do the work of
the gospel.
There was a name mentioned, man by the name of Guslav. Guslav was a German. Why was his name Guslav? Because after he came to Thailand, his purpose was for Chinese.
So he was
His name was
Guslav.
So he would wear Chinese dress too.
传教士穿中国衣服的不是戴德圣子。So
the first missionary to wear Chinese garb was not Hudson Taylor.
是古斯瓦。It
was Guslav.
古斯瓦后来到了中国。
So when Guslav went to China,
但是不要忘记，Guslav was a gifted man.
He was scholarly. He was in his home.
皇帝经过了。
So the emperor came by.
他的很有天才。
So he was very gifted.
他写一首诗就怎么样赞扬皇帝。
He wrote a poem to praise the emperor.
这个皇帝一看太高兴。So
the emperor was so happy.
所以就把他招来。
So brought him in.
那就告诉他说,
and told him,
你读书吗?
Do you study?
他那时候很穷,没有多少钱。
He didn't have money to study.
他说不要紧。
So don't worry.
我保送你。
I'll send you to study for free.
原来在柏林的那个摩尔维亚的学校，那个校长跟认识这个皇帝，德国皇帝。
So this Moravian school's principal knew the emperor.
所以德国皇帝呢，就把这个博斯拉就安插到那个学校里面。
So German emperor allowed Guslav to enter that school.
那这个人是个路德会的人。
Now this person was a Lutheran.
很聪明。
He's very smart.
结果呢，他书不好，就跑到柏林大学去修一些书。
So he wasn't very scholarly, but he studied the Berlin University.
那到柏林大学修的时候都是语言的方面。
So all the what he studied was related to language.
后来他不是懂得英文。
Not only did he know English,
他用英文写作。
So he wrote in English.
用日文写作。
He wrote in Japanese.
翻译泰国的圣经。
Translated Thai.
然后翻译为中国翻译了好几种圣经。
Translated different Bibles in Chinese.
他不光会讲国语。
He knows how to speak Mandarin.
他还会讲 客家话。
Know how to speak Hakka.
还会讲闽南话。
And
就是闽南河南话。
So he spoke many dialects. He was a gifted man. But he was only a churchgoer. But then the Holy Spirit met him. So Holy Spirit met him just like how he met the Moravians. So he repented completely. He was completely transformed. God truly gave him. So he was 100% Moravian. So one of the children, or what fruit that Moravians bore was Guslav.
And
then Guslav reached the Far East. It's amazing. After they prayed 100 years, then Guslav reached the Far East.
他一到远东,
once he reached the Far East,
他心里有一个祷告,
so he had a prayer in his heart. I'm
going
to offer my whole life to China.
虽然中国的门是没有打开,
so even though the door to the gospel in China was closed, but I'm going to open the door of the gospel. So thank the Lord.
果然后来 神给他机会。
So then God gave him opportunity.
他做了做香港总督的秘书。
He became the secretary of Hong Kong.
那香港总督但是英国人。
Of course, the leader of Hong Kong was English.
那么这个秘书呢是中文秘书。
And then this secretary was to be a Chinese secretary.
而这个中文秘书是专门对中国人的。
And they were focused on the Chinese.
所以我们中文叫做福华道。啊，那是个官头，一个头衔。
So,
他的 Chinese secretary.
So his focus was on the local Chinese.
那么好了，想想看，一个德国人替英国人做秘书。
So for a German to be a secretary or for an Englishman,
代表中国人和英国人办交涉。
To represent the Chinese to deal with the English.
代表英国政府来对中国人说话。
To represent the English government to speak to the Chinese.
这就是他的角色。
This was his role.
每天早上十点钟。
Every morning, 10 a.m. he would go to meet.
四点钟就下班。
And then he would conclude at 4 o'clock.
他从十点到四点。
So from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
因为什么？他的的确确是一个了不起的一个官员。
So he was truly a wonderful ruler.
他做好了美好的见证。
He was a great testimony.
但他记得。
Do you remember? Before 10 a.m., his time was his own time. After 4 p.m., time was his too.
周末,
weekends were his time too.
他被绑住了。
So he was held.
他不可能到大陆去传福音。
He could not preach in China.
那个整个大陆门是关的。
So the whole door to the gospel was closed.
不过他有一个意象。
But he had a vision.
他觉得中国人的福音只有中国人可以传。
They feel that the Chinese gospel can only be preached by the Chinese.
所以十点钟以前。
So before 10 a.m.
就训练一批中国人。
He was training many Chinese.
四点钟以后。
After 4 o'clock.
他就带着这些中国人就到上环。
So they led these Chinese to go and preach gospel.
所以你看见慢慢的好多客家人就得救了。
So now many Hakka were saved.
那么结果福音就送到大陆去。
So then the gospel was sent to China.
所以请大家记得。
So let us remember.
后来博士拉就被认为 the grandfather of China inland mission.就是内地会的祖父，就是郭士拉。
So this is what Guzlov was considered.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
100 years later.
100 years later.
莫维亚终于送他自己的子弟到了中国。
Moravians were able to send their own into China.
把中国的门打开。
Open the door to the gospel.
没有想到。
Unbeknownst to him.
再100 years later.
Another 100 years.
住在中国。就开始他的工作。
In China, God did another work.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当你读到撒底
When you study Sardis,
你也很自然读到希腊
When you study Church of Philadelphia,
主不只在英国做
Not God only did a work in
主也在中国做
Also in China.
所以那一百年的祷告不是白白的
So the prayer a 100 years was not for nothing.
神老早老早设计好
God already designed it from the beginning.
所以很稀奇的。
So it's amazing, though.
现在回过头去看。
Now you look back.
都第一次大觉。
It's the first great awakening.
第二大觉。
Second great awakening.
终于经过了100年的大觉。
So finally, after 100 years of prayer.
现在不只有撒底教会。
You not only have the church in Sardis.
现在你也看见有腓立比。
You also have the church in Philadelphia.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
也许没有多少时候。
Maybe not too long after.
你看见腓立比就变成了老底。
The Church of Philadelphia became a little
bit. 有的人觉得我们就是。
Some say we are it.
别人都不是。
Everybody else is not it.
我是富足的。
I am rich.
其实主说，其实你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜。
But God said you are poor and you are blind and pitiful.
难道主在英国有了老底呀
？So now in England, God had low.
难道主在？在中国有了老底家
So in China there was also Laodicea
在印度也有了老底家
And in India there was also Laodicea
因为如果你仔细读圣经
If you study the Bible
但是回来以前
Before the Lord returned it's this condition
但是更稀奇
But more amazingly
如果我们看见第二大觉醒
So we look at the second great awakening
工作不止在天
上 The work didn't stop there
因着大家追求圣洁
But because of the holiness movement
那追求圣洁是什么
What does it mean?
圣膏油不可能倒在肉体上。
That the anointing oil cannot be poured on the flesh.
你怎么知道你罪根拔掉
？How do you know the root of sin has been removed?
如果圣膏油倒在你头身上
，So if the anointing oil is poured upon you,
你就不是肉体了。
Then you are no longer the flesh.
你的罪根就拔掉了。
Then your root of sin is removed.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有追求圣洁的人，
Those who pursue after holiness movement, they were seeking after being filled with the Holy Spirit. So they offered themselves to the Lord. So one day the Holy Spirit poured upon them. So the Spirit of love was poured upon them. They felt that they were free. They felt that the root of sin was removed. Don't forget. This is those who pursued a holiness movement. So once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, how do you know you're filled by the Holy Spirit? Some will say, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit,